I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. And Cardinal Stage Company's Cardinal for Kids presents Robin Hood at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center Auditorium. It runs May 4th through the 20th. Our guest, directing for the first time in Bloomington, Cardinal's new artistic director, Kate Galvin. Cardinal for Kids, the adventures of Robin Hood. Many of at least the parents will remember Errol Flynn, Olivia de Havilland, Basil Rathbone, and Claude Rains, the ever-smiling Errol Flynn, the much badly treated Olivia de Havilland, and the really nasty Basil Rathbone and Claude Rains.
Yeah, I grew up with that version of the story as well. I think that was my first encounter with Robin Hood, was the Errol Flynn movie.
I'm intrigued about how this will work in a Cardinal for Kids setting.
Yeah. We're doing an adaptation by playwright Greg Banks, and our cast is five actors. The actor playing Robin Hood, Devin, just plays Robin Hood the whole time, but all of the other actors have to play multiple characters, so that's part of the fun of it.
Oh, no kidding. How do we tell them apart?
We've got a great costume designer, Becky Underwood, and she has created some really simple looks that can change quickly so that they're able to change characters in a matter of seconds. And the actors are also working with our dialect coach, Hank McDaniel, on establishing different vocal patterns and dialects for each of their individual characters. So it's a combination of costumes, their vocal attack, and also their physical interpretation of each character.
So they'll look different, they'll sound different.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be a different person.
Yeah, there's two women in the show, and both of them have to play male characters at different times. And Robin Hood goes in disguise as a woman at one point, so everybody's all over the place and using kind of all of their actorly tools to accomplish these different roles.
Do you think kids particularly enjoy this aspect of the show?
I do, yeah, because it requires you to use your imagination, and kids love playing dress up, and they easily accept it.
We mentioned briefly that, at least in the movie version, the villains are really pretty nasty. What about the villains in the Cardinal for Kids production?
Yeah, so the Sheriff of Nottingham is a character, and Prince John is a character, of course. And the sheriff really is maybe the nastier of the two. He's got a lot more stage time, and he's kind of a darker character, but he also has a kind of chicken side to him. He's afraid of Robin Hood at times. He's afraid of Prince John at times. So there is some comedy to his character for sure. And Prince John, the way that Greg Banks has written him in this adaptation of the play, he's just a giant baby. And he's one of my favorite characters in the show. He makes his first entrance in a bathtub full of money and is just throwing a temper tantrum. And it's really silly and fun. So even though he's definitely a villain, he's portrayed as a very kind of greedy leader who only thinks about himself, in contrast to Robin, who is, you know, trying to help other people. He's a villain you love to hate.
Some people say that they worry a little bit about the fact that basically Robin Hood is a thief. He really is robbing. At the same time, there's this sort of notion that what he's doing is stealing back from people who have the ill-gotten gains, returning it to the salt of the earth folk from whom it was ill-gotten.
Yeah, exactly. And in this interpretation specifically, Robin talks about how all of the poor people have their money taken from them and they're taxed really heavily and they don't get anything in return. That's something actually, the idea of taxes and why do we pay taxes and what do you expect to get for your taxes? Because that's something that, you know, kids don't really know anything about. It's an opportunity to learn a little bit about how our government works. Also in this adaptation, you clearly see that Prince John is just very greedy and he just wants the money to have it and to be rich. He's not doing anything with it. So we definitely root for Robin Hood because he's trying to help the people who need help.
Rooting for Robin Hood. We've been talking with Kate Galvin, who's the artistic director of the Cardinal Stage Company and the director for their production of The Cardinal for Kids. Robin Hood takes place at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center, May 4th through the 20th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.